Andrew at six. Almost 1.5 million people across South Yorkshire are going to be under the toughest coronavirus restrictions from Saturday morning. Sheffield, Barnsley, Doncaster and Rotherham are being moved into Tier 3 measures. The region will receive £41 million in government funding to support businesses. But the Labour mayor for the Sheffield City region, Dan Jarvis, says he'll continue to push for more cash.
We've settled on what I would describe as an interim arrangement. There were times where I felt the dead hand of the Treasury on the negotiations with a range of different ministers and a range of different officials. Clearly, in the end, a compromise was reached.
Almost 26,700 coronavirus cases have been reported across the UK today, an increase of more than 5,000 from yesterday. Another 191 people have died. Pope Francis says he supports having laws for same-sex civil unions. Interviewed for a documentary, he says gay people have the right to be in a family and are children of God. The UK and European Union are going to start trade negotiations again. Number 10 says officials will welcome the EU team to London later this week. The Duke of Cambridge has been discussing the impact of coronavirus on cancer treatment. He's been at an event to mark the start of the construction of a £70 million centre to combat the disease at the Royal Marsden Hospital in South London.
The knock-on effects of coronavirus have been felt widely, but the impact on cancer treatment for patients up and down the country has been one of the most acute and challenging. It is so important we take the time to acknowledge the tremendous work that continues all around us.
Cancer Research UK says one in three people with the disease have faced delays to treatment, diagnosis or missed appointments because of the pandemic. And Waitrose and the Co-op have announced they're lowering food prices following a difficult year for shoppers. Supermarkets have seen a rise in sales during lockdown and the race is on to get customers in the run-up now to Christmas. That's the latest. I'm Andy Hayes.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Rihanna, good girl going bad, take three, action, No clouds in my stones, let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank, coming down like a Dow Jones, when the clouds come we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and cheap vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath I must get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my.
Stand under my umbrella. La, la, eh. World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and I am here every Wednesday. Can you stop being silly?
I'm not, the microphones keep falling over. I'm having to lay down.
I am here every Wednesday, 6 till 7pm, here on Phoenix 98 FM with my show World Wide Web with my co-host, Mr. Paul Webb, who is on more shows than me.
Sorry.
No, I'm not accepting it.
Well, I wasn't apologising to you, I was apologising to the listeners.
You meant to apologise to me.
Sorry.
Me.
Sorry, everybody.
Technically, if you're a co-host twice, then that should... Technically, you're a host. Because two co-hosts, one host.
Is that right?
No.
It's not like two wrongs make a right. Because they don't.
No.
Okay.
Well, anyway, our first story this week is Queen Honours UK Heroes. So every year in June, to mark her official birthday. She has two birthdays.
She does.
Why? You should know this.
She's
why?
She's the queen.
Why don't I have two birthdays?
Because you're not the queen.
But I'm Ella.
Yeah. It's not really a very strong argument, is it?
Yes, it is very strong.
Okay.
I want two birthdays.
Okay, we'll consider that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. The queen recognises people who have done outstanding things. This year, the Queen's birthday's honour list was delayed until the 10th of October because of the coronavirus pandemic. It includes a special COVID-19 honours list thanking people who have helped fight coronavirus. So, who are these heroes? Who are the superheroes of 2020?
They don't all wear capes, you know.
No, that's a very good... what's it called?
Point.
Yeah, point, and also phrase,
yes.
Quote. Because not everyone who's a superhero, like Batman, Superman, Spider-Man doesn't wear a cape.
No, he doesn't.
No. They don't all have capes. So, as I'm going to talk about in a minute, Joe Wicks, does he wear a cape?
Only on Fridays.
Yeah, only when he did Fancy Dress Friday.
Yeah.
When I think he dressed up as Superman, if I'm right?
Certainly Spider-Man.
Yeah. There we go. Every
back
superhero.
To the point of the story.
Yes. Yes. So NHS workers and social care staff are among the 414 unsung heroes who have been recognised for their exceptional contributes during the pandemic. The youngest is Theodore Reed, aged 16, who has been awarded the British Empire Medal, BEM, not MBE. BEM.
Very good.
Thank you.
For what? 16 years old? What's he done?
16 years old. After he made face visors for healthcare workers in Sunderland, North East England.
Superb. Excellent, yes. Young man. Well done.
Among NHS staff to receive an award is Felicia Kuwaku, a nurse who is for more than 30 years. She supports black and Asian nurses who were at risk of falling seriously ill in coronavirus. Kawaki said she shared the honours with all of those who laid their lives down on the line. Jamal Islam Kawadi, who is aged 100 years old, was honoured for raising... Ready?
Go on.
Are you ready for this?
Tell us.
Ready? Yes. I don't think you're ready.
I'm ready.
Are you?
I am.
£420,000.
Wow.
By walking laps of his garden while fasting during the holy month of Ramadan.
Wow.
Yes.
So walking around your garden's been quite popular, isn't it, to raise
popular.
Money this year?
Yes. And especially for older people, because he was 100 years old, and Sir Tom Moore.
Indeed.
He walked 100
Captain
laps.
Captain Sir Tom Moore.
Yes. So who are the famous faces? So as I said earlier, Joe Wicks, who held home workouts for children during lockdown, has been given a Member of Order by the British Empire. This is an MBE. See, you can see the difference. There was a BEM and an MBE.
Well, I'm not sure. Was it a Member of Order?
Yes, this is a Member of the Order of the British Empire.
Ah, okay.
And then the one earlier,
yep,
for Theodore Reed, was the British Empire Medal. So very similar.
Very similar.
Very similar, yes. The 22-year-old England footballer Marcus Rashford also received an MBE for persuading the government to extend free school meals for children. Sir David Attenborough. He
legend.
Is amazing.
Yep, true legend.
Yes.
Overused word, that legend, David Attenborough. Absolutely.
He's
fits.
At the top. Very, very top. If we had a list, we would be really, really, really high up in the sky. And he would be at the very top.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So Sir David Attenborough's 1985 knighthood has been upgraded to a Knight Grand Cross. And Mary Berry has been made a dame, which he describes as the icing on the cake.
Oh, she would.
Yes.
Very appropriate.
Yes. So...
Now, I'm just trying to find it. I'm actually looking through the Phoenix FM Twitter page.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm sure... And I can't find
which, if you didn't know, is Phoenix FM. Literally that.
That's
Phoenix
it.
FM.
At Phoenix FM.
At Phoenix FM. But no spaces, no capitals.
I'm sure a young lady who used to present a show on this very here station also received a British Empire medal.
Ooh,
and
who
I'm
is it?
Desperately trying to find the details, but I can't.
You could also find it on their website.
You
if you have a look
can.
There, it's a lot quicker on there. So, yes. So, how are the honours awarded? Anyone can nominate someone for an honour. Nominations are considered by a committee before they have passed on to the Prime Minister and then to the Queen, who makes the final decision. The Queen always makes the final decision. Why don't I make the final decision?
Again, you're not the Queen.
But I'm Ella. How many times do I have to tell you I'm Ella?
Because you would just give it to your friends.
No.
No. Okay.
No. Not exactly.
Pretty much.
No. See? That's not nice. You wouldn't be given an MBE for that.
No, thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Or a BEM.
There's plenty of other reasons I should be given one, but, you know,
why,
we weren't going
to. Because you're on co-host on two shows on Phoenix FM.
Oh, a bit more than that.
Because you're chairman of Brentwood Cricket Club?
Yes, that's part of it.
Really? These are only things that you should be awarded it for?
No, many, many things. Okay. Sounded like Donald Trump there, didn't I? Many, many. Very, very, very whatever.
Okay, well, anyway. Our first song of this week is Smile by Katy Perry.
Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while. But now I got that best smile, smile. I'm so faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm grateful. Now you see me shine from a mile. Finally got that best smile, smile. Every day, Groundhog Day. Going through motions, felt so fake. Not myself, not my best. Felt like I failed the test. But every tear has been a lesson. Rejection can be God's protection. Long hard road to get that redemption. But no shortcuts to a blessing. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a while. But now I got back that smile.
remodeled. Used to be dull, now I sparkle. Had a piece of humble pie. That eagle trick saved my life. Now I got a smile like Lionel Richie. Big and bright, need shades just to see me. Trying to stay alive just like I'm the Fiji's. I'm on the least masterpiece. Yeah, I'm playful. Scratch that, baby, I'm playful. Gotta say it's really been a while. But now I got back that smile. I'm so playful. Scratch that, baby, I'm playful. Now you see me shine from a mile.
Was Smile by Katy Perry here on Phoenix 98 FM. If you got awarded an MBE or a BEM, would you smile?
I think I would, yeah. I think I'd be incredibly proud.
Yeah, you should be. The MBE and a BEM.
I'd be equally proud if you were to get one, as I'm sure Courtney Lee Collins' parents are.
Ooh.
After all, it was Courtney Lee, who is the presenter that I was talking about just a moment ago, who has indeed been awarded the British Empire Medal. And rather than go into all the details now, because the amount of things that she's done to deserve the medal are enormous, extraordinary, I would say. But it is on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com.
Yes, so if you would like,
it's on the homepage.
If you would like to go and read a little bit more about that, after the show, don't go now, don't go anywhere now. But after the show, if you would like to read a little bit about what Courtney Lee has done, then go to the Phoenix website, which is Phoenix FM, and it's on the homepage.
Yeah, it is truly inspiring.
Yes.
And just as you think, wow, that's a lot, there's another paragraph, and then another one, and another one, and another one.
Wow.
So, well done, well deserved, Courtney Lee.
And make sure you go and read it to find out. But next up on Phoenix, on World Wide Web, we have our Around the World update. Almost said World Wide Web. That's the show.
That's the show.
Our Around the World update. So, our first one for this week is ancient villa discovered beneath flats. The remains of an ancient Roman villa have been discovered inches beneath an apartment block in Rome. Archaeologists have evacuated the site. They found hundreds of objects, including jars, and believed they contained fish sauce.
Nice.
Okay, interesting. Very interesting.
I hope they were sealed, otherwise that was a terrible smell.
However, archaeologists were also amazed at the mosaic floor dating back to the 1st century BC with incarnate paintings of grapevines. Very interesting. That was in Rome in Italy. I forgot to say that. So that was in Italy. Where are we off to next on the globe?
We're off to Japan, Awaji Island, where they've discovered a sea monster.
Discovered
a sea monster, to be fair. But there is now a 23-metre high attraction of Godzilla.
Okay.
Yep. In a theme park there. The attraction means that you can ride a zip wire directly into Godzilla's open mouth.
is probably quite it's quite scary. One thing I didn't know actually is that the name Godzilla comes from a combination of the Japanese words for gorilla and whale, which, having watched Godzilla for many, many years, I'm quite impressed, and I like that.
Well done.
Thanks.
And where was that again, in Japan?
Awaji Island in
Awaji
Japan.
Awaji Island in Japan. I love zip wires. They're the best. I like going down them. And our last one, we're going to spin the globe again and go to New York in the USA. A Tyrannosaurus skeleton that sets world record. So, a dinosaur skeleton has become the most expensive fossil ever sold at an auction for almost £24.5 billion.
What?
Yes.
Billion?
Million. I said million.
Million.
I said million, okay. Not billion.
Okay, good.
Ears.
Million.
Still hearing.
That's still a lot of money.
Million. That's still a lot of money.
£24 million.
Yes. Fossils are the remains or impressions of living things preserved in rocks. The Tyrannosaurus rex named Stan, okay, bit of a random name, but okay, Stan, after the scientist who discovered his bones, and that makes a bit more sense now, lived on Earth around 67 million years ago. Million.
Million.
Yes, million years ago. At almost 4 metres tall, Stan is one of the largest Tyrannosaurus skeletons in the world and has 188 bones. How many bones does a human have?
More than that.
Oh. I thought a Tyrannosaurus rex would have a lot more than a human.
That's Tyrannosaurus, for a start.
What am I saying?
Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus.
Still not as tall as my Godzilla, though, is it?
No.
My Godzilla dwarfs that.
Can we go there? I want to go zip flying through.
To Japan?
Flying. Yeah.
We can't even go to France at the moment. We're not going to go to Japan, are we?
True. But I want to zip wire through Godzilla's mouth. I wonder where it goes. I wonder if it like goes down and then there's like an area which is where when you come out of his stomach. I don't know. I've never been there. How are you expecting me to know this?
I'm not the one asking the question.
Well, at least it's a model of it and it's not the actual Godzilla, because I'm pretty sure that if it was the actual Godzilla, you might die if you enter its mouth. And there is no time to die now.
Just not faces from my past return. Another lesson yet to learn, that I'd fall for life. You were never on my side. Fool me once, fool me twice. Are you dead or paradise? Now you never see me cry. There's just more time to die. More time to die. More time to die. Fool me once, fool me twice. Are you dead or paradise? Now you'll never see me cry. There's just no time to die.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
You'll always be my number one. A whole lot more than good enough. Oh. Giving everything I've got to gain every second lost. 6 years just ain't enough. You, I'm happy being me. Don't pretend, cause I don't need to. I'm 1,000 miles from home, never on my own. When you whispered down the phone, well, I guess we never saw this coming. Halfway around the world calling, but I just want you to know that I'd have all I need. You were standing right in front of me. I'll finally see what it means to be complete. Don't need to spend my life chasing gold. Anywhere with you I'll call my home. Oh, I'd have all I need if you'd be the better half of me. I'm still up, it's 4 a.m. Is this Amsterdam or Berlin? Yeah, I'm just waiting for the day I finally get to say these words face to face. Well, I guess we never saw this coming. Halfway around the world calling, but I just want you to know that I'd standing right in front of me. I'll finally see what it means to be complete. Don't need to spend my life chasing gold. Anywhere with you I'll call my home. Oh, I'd have all I need if you'd be the better half of me. You were standing right in front of me. I'll finally see what it means to be complete. Don't need to spend my life chasing gold. Anywhere with you I'll call my home. Oh, I'd have all I need if you'd be the better half of me. If you'd be the better half of me. Yeah, will you be the better half of me? Will you be the better half of me?
That was No Time to Die by Billie Eilish and Better Half of Me by Tom Walker. We actually have two Tom Walker songs this week.
Do we?
two. Yes, an extra... Not back-to-back, though. They're separated throughout the show. So can anyone guess what the next one might be? I have played it a couple of times on my show, if you have listened to the songs, and it's a Tom Walker song. So if you think you know what one it is, you can message us on WhatsApp at 07783627726 if you think you know what the next Tom Walker song might be. But first, before that song, we have our food talk of this week. So this one is a giant pile of carrots.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Yes, so around 29 tonnes of carrots were dumped outside Goldsmiths College in South East London on the 29th of September. Might be something there, the 29 tonnes on the 29th of September.
Wow.
Yes, very interesting. Some students climbed on the top to take of the pile to take pictures, and others took carrots to eat. The person behind the dumping was the artist Rafael Perez Evans. He said that it was an art project to highlight the problem of food waste. All carrots, which will now be used as animal food, had been rejected by supermarkets. Well, you did just dump them. And she's like, well, that's kind of another point to food waste.
I think the point was that they'd already been rejected by supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
So he then collected them from wherever they'd been rejected.
But why did he take them to a college?
Maybe that's the college he was at. I don't know.
True.
But either way, he's absolutely right. Because there are tons and tons and tons of vegetables that don't just look quite right. You know,
no. They're a bit quirky. It might be a funny shape.
Yeah, there's, you know, two carrots that look like they're joined together or whatever.
They're still carrots.
Exactly. I mean, you chop carrots up anyway.
Yeah, you chop.
Or parsnips or potatoes or whatever. You chop them up. Who cares what they look like?
And most of the time you cook them as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what they look like. It just depends on what they taste like.
Exactly.
If, yes, it looks mouldy, then probably don't buy it.
No, that's the point. Yeah. What he's saying is they're not mouldy. They're absolutely, they're perfectly edible.
Yeah.
They just look a bit quirky.
Yeah. Look a bit different.
Yeah. So supermarkets, stop wasting things like that. I sound like Hugh Fearnley Whittingstall now.
Who is that?
He's a TV chef chap.
Okay.
Who likes campaigning about food things and supermarkets.
And to the listeners, if you want to go to the shops and say, for example, buy some carrots, and there might be one which looks like a little bit different, looks a bit, as you're saying, quirky, then it's still a carrot. It's still going to taste the exact same.
Yep.
It's just, think of it, extra special. It's a special carrot.
I bought a bag of potatoes in Sainsbury's a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And they were just a bag of random shapes, and that's why they were just put it all into a bag, like they're just random shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are big, some of them are small.
Tiny.
They're all fine.
Yeah.
All absolutely fine.
They all taste the same. They just look different. Yes. So don't waste food. Supermarkets and listeners, and they're all the exact same thing. It's all a carrot. It's all a potato. It's all a parsnip.
Yep.
It's all the exact same thing. It just looks a bit different.
Chances are you're going to chop it up anyway.
Yeah, chances are you're going to chop it up and it's going to taste the exact same. You're never going to know it was the one which looked a bit different. You're never going to know that it looked odd, for example. So, our next song this week is this.
I talk a lot of shit when I'm drinking, baby. I'm known to go a little too fast. Don't mind all my friends, I know they are crazy, but they're the only friends that I have. I know I don't know you, but I'd like to skip the small talk and romance, girl. That's all I have to say, so I'm caving in, and stupid words keep falling from my mouth. You know that I mean well, my hands are meant for somewhere else. Your eyes are doing naughty butterflies. Oh, oh, one more drink and I should go. Oh, oh, but maybe she might like me though. Should I stay? Just got another sip away. I talk a lot of shit when I'm drinking, baby.
away. You know I need you, girl. My heart's not made for someone else. So save me here, 'cause I can barely stand.
Was Can We Dance by Vamps. Is it The Vamps or Vamps?
Vamps.
I never know. It says Vamps on here.
It's just Vamps.
But then some people say The Vamps.
No need. It's just Vamps.
Okay. Oh, then that's what it is, according to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, now it's time for our two little stories this week. Yes, we've got two again. Last week we only had one. This week we've got back with two. The duo little stories. Our first one this week is fans on wrong platform for the Hogwarts Express. So if you are a Harry Potter fan, then you will like this story.
Unless you're on the wrong platform.
Yeah, unless you're on the wrong platform. So the Drumery train station in Scotland, crowds of Harry Potter fans gathered to see the famous Hogwarts Express steam train chug through the station on the 28th of September. However, whereas fans on one side of the platform got a great view, those on the opposite side of the platform were not so lucky. Their photo opportunities were ruined when a ScotRail train packed with muggles, if you don't know what muggles are, if you haven't watched Harry Potter, first of all, what are you doing? Where have you been? And secondly, why? They are people who aren't wizards like Harry. You're a wizard, Harry.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Packed with muggles, pulled into the station at the critical moment and blocked their view.
You'd be gutted, wouldn't you?
So when I first read this story, I thought, well, what are they doing facing the opposite way anyway if the train's going to be behind them? But then I realised, hang on, no, it'd be like a double rails. The train would be coming on then this way, one, so they thought they'd stand over here to see the other side of the train.
Yeah.
But no. That's why you should always stand on the right side of the platform when boarding a train.
You'd like to have thought that the station organisers might have...
said, oh, it's just this side.
Kind of just give us a minute. Just hold the train out of the platform for a second while the other one goes through.
And the train just went, no.
Going in warm.
Yeah. Pyong! And our second one, it is almost, well, not really almost, next week is like it's going to be the Halloween show. So we might play a bit of spooky music and Halloween themed. But a story to kick that off is Meet the Mayor of Hell. So a resident in the small town of Hell, Michigan in the US, is giving people the chance to become the Mayor of Hell. John Colleen, who calls himself the Mayor of the Town of Hell. It doesn't really have a mayor, so it doesn't have a real mayor.
No, he just calls himself the mayor.
Yeah. Oh. He's renting out his mayor's lair house over Halloween. The house is decorated with carved pumpkins, spooky decorations, and has a fire pit. I'm the biggest Halloween fan, so I hope that our little slice of paradise will fill fellow Halloween lovers with all the frightful chills and spooky sensations of the season, Colleen says. I like Halloween. This year's been cancelled, though.
Well, there's elements of Halloween that will be cancelled, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can't go out trick-or-treating in your costumes. But what were you going to say about costumes? About book day?
Oh, now then.
World this is our day. New moan of the week.
Moan of the week. We need
which,
a
no,
little
you,
jingle.
You've always got to say this. This is your time of the show.
This is my grumpy moment of the week.
Yeah, I stay quiet, you speak.
So,
go.
World Book Day. World Book Day. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody, but World Book Day is about books. It's about characters from books. So don't send your child to school when they're meant to be in book costume, dressed as a superhero or somebody out of a Star Wars film or a cartoon character. It's meant to be about books. That's all. That's my observation. I don't know if it's an observation or a moan of the week, but I think it's missing the point if you don't dress up as a character from a book.
Although it's been past Book Day, Book Day was today. What do you think people could have dressed up as? What books?
How many books are there?
I don't know. I've never counted them.
Gazillions of books.
Okay, name characters people could dress up as.
Oliver Twist. Famous book.
Well, yes, we know that.
Anybody from Harry Potter.
That's what Joseph dressed up as.
Yeah.
Harry Potter is a big... Everyone kind of goes for that. Everyone's like, Harry Potter, Hermione Granger, let's go for that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just wear a cape. And a cape? I'm not a superhero.
Cloak.
That's it, a cloak and a wizard hat. Ow. Or if you're Harry Potter, do the magic scarf.
Or just don't go to school at all and then say, I was there, I was wearing an invisibility cloak.
No, Daddy. Don't
no.
Tell children to not go to school. School is important. And that's me saying that.
Yes.
The one who actually goes to school. You're the one going, oh, why don't you just not go to school and say you wear an invisibility cloak?
Sorry.
Yes. You should go to school.
Good idea, I thought.
No. Of course it's not a good idea.
Okay.
Okay? It's not a good idea. No. No good idea. Okay? You
anyway,
get that? You get that? Yes.
Book day, not film day. Move
no.
on.
Some people do go in superhero costumes such as Spider-Man, maybe?
Maybe.
Some people like to go in as Star Wars characters.
Yeah.
Which... Okay, no, but no.
No, no, no. Not on book day.
No, 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 no. That's what you're saying. Mm. No, 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 no,
I
no,
am.
No. So if you would like to carry on your moan of the week, you have to have one for every week. Okay, now it's now scheduled into the show.
I'm sure I can.
Moan of the week.
Sure I can oblige on that front.
Paul's moan of the week.
Yep, lovely.
That's your new area of the show. So we have the main story, the around the world, food talk or debate, little stories, and then Paul's moan of the week.
Yep.
Yep. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Yes? You sure?
Very okay.
You sure? It's scheduled in now.
Gets it off my chest.
Yes. Well done.
I'm waiting up, saving all my precious time. Losing light, I'm missing my same old us before we learned our truth too late. Resigned to fade, fading away. So tell me, can you turn around? I need someone to tear me down. Oh, tell me, can you turn around? But either way, hold me while you wait. I wish that I was good enough. If only I could wake you up. My love, my love, my love, my love. Won't you stay away? Tell me more. Tell me something I don't know. Did we come close to having it all? If you're gonna waste my time, let's waste it right and hold me while you wait. I wish that I was good enough. If only I could wake you up.
is all we need. Is it true? My faith is shaken, but I still believe. This is you, this is me, this is all we need. So won't you stay
and hold me while you wait?
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
I'm just praying you can figure this out. When there's nothing left, you know I'll still be around. And if all of this is dragging you under, I'll remind you of the wilderness wonder. I'm just praying we can figure this out. These better dreams, they seem to last. And even though it's in the past, I know it's hard for you to talk. Can't imagine everything you've been through. You've taken the bad times and made them good. 'Cause when everything is dragging me under, you remind me of the wilderness wonder. And I'm just glad that we have figured this out. These better dreams, they seem to last. And even though it's in the past, I know it's hard for you to talk.
Was Hold Me While You Wait by Lewis Capaldi and Wait For You by Tom Walker. That was our second Tom Walker song for this week. So if you were waiting for that, there you go. They were our two Tom Walker songs for this week. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, because next week is the Halloween week, Halloween is on the Saturday of next week, I think we might do a little spooky show, a little Halloween themed show with a couple of spooky songs. And then maybe the week after that, because it's near fireworks night, bonfire night, we might do some firework themed songs. So if you have any songs you would like to play, any spooky songs for next week, or any fireworks linking songs you would like me to play, then make sure you do get in contact with us and you can have that song played for you. But that's all from me this week.
Aren't you hoping to get some be on the radio interview as well?
Yes, we are hopefully getting the editor of the Week Junior magazine on soon. Can't exactly say when.
Very exciting.
Yes, very exciting. But that's all from me this week. I'll be back next week with more from the Week Junior. I will leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and the Orion Tower. And remember, new week, new news on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
Bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you're gonna check, turn it up. You're gonna check, turn it up. You're gonna check, turn it up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club, they watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We sayin' oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We sayin' oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We sayin' oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
Now, rockin' with Will.i.am and
Britney.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Bring the action.
Rock and roll, everybody, let's lose control. All the bottom, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. No, no, hey, yo. Hear the beat, now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey, yo. Rock it out, rockin' out. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house, half, half. Hey, yo. Turn it up and gon' turn it down. Here we gon' shake the ground. Cause everywhere that we go, we
bring the action.
When you hear this in the club, you're gonna check, turn it up. You're gonna check, turn it up. You're gonna check, turn it up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club, they looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We sayin' oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. We sayin' oh, we oh, we oh, we oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We sayin' oh, we oh, we oh, we oh.
Now, rockin' with Will.i.am and
Britney.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever. Cause I was feeling down, now I'm feeling better. And maybe it goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever, ever, 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 ever. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We say no.
We are, we are, we are.
We saying oh, we are, we are.
years ago, someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did, and you were strong and I was not. My illusion, my mistake, I was careless, I forgot I did. And now, when all is done, there is nothing to say. You have gone and so effortlessly. You have won, you can go ahead, tell them all I know now. Shout it from the rooftops, write it on the skyline. Betrayal is worse. Broken trust and broken hearts. I know, when thinking all you need is there. Building faith on nothing was. Empty promises will wear. I know, and now, when all is done, there is nothing to say. And if you're done with embarrassing me, on your own, you can go ahead, tell them, tell them. Someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did. Tell them all I know.